Welcome in to another edition of the Harvest Focus. I'm Pastor Seth Wilkerson. Here in just a moment, we're going to have Mr. Tim Sanford, who is the Clinical Director of Focus on the Family's Counseling Ministry, and he's going to be on the phone with us here in just a moment, helping us as parents with our children, explaining that failure, whether it's once or several times, does not define who a person is. And it's definitely not a part of their identity, but rather it is a tremendous opportunity for growth. And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But before we do, let me make sure you are aware of all that's going on at Harvest Church in Humboldt, Tennessee this weekend, as we begin Sunday with a morning worship at 10 a.m. Prayer time is at 9 a.m. Worship is at 10. We're going to be preaching about Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got at least one baptism scheduled for Sunday morning, and we're looking forward to more, hopefully being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and going ahead and receiving the baptism of His Spirit evidenced by speaking in tongues. Sunday night, we do have Bible study, and it begins at 5 o'clock all across our campus. Children's classes in the fellowship hall, youth class in the youth room in the hallway, and adult classes in the main sanctuary. All of that is taking place on Sunday at 5 p.m. Monday night is Celebrate Recovery at 7 o'clock at the Helping Hand right here in Humboldt, Tennessee. Tuesday night is Tennessee Revival Fires Prayer Meeting. It will be taking place at the Souls Harbor Pentecostal Church. It will begin at 7:15 with a little bit of worship. Prayer begins at 7:30. That's at Souls Harbor in Trenton, Tennessee. Wednesday night is our midweek refresh worship opportunity. We begin at 7 o'clock. Classes are dismissed around 7:15 for children. I'm going to be preaching this Wednesday night. You got it. That's right. You got it. It is prayer and fasting week this week, by the way. And that means on Saturday, we have a prayer chain that will be going on 8 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. And we're going to be praying in our sanctuary for that day and believing that God's going to do some great things in our community. If you want to know more about our church, go to the website, harvesthumboldt.com. That is harvesthumboldt.com. We will be back here in just a moment with Mr. Tim Sanford. I hope that you will stay with us. If you're listening live on Harvest Radio, don't go anywhere. If you're listening to the podcast, we will keep it right here. And Mr. Sanford's going to join us on the phone momentarily. Joined once again here on the Harvest Focus by Mr. Tim Sanford, who is the Clinical Director of Focus on the Family's Counseling Ministry, and he is here to help parents and children, and we're going to talk about something today, Mr. Sanford, that I've really never thought about in the need of addressing this with children. We think about adults and failure, but children experience failure in their lives as well, whether it's once or several times. Telling them it doesn't define them as a person. How important is that, and are you seeing that it's becoming more frequent, the need to do this in the home?
Well, yes, and part of this is we've gotten real lazy with our definitions of terms.
Okay.
Part of the difficulty with a postmodern culture is we forget the dictionary.
Ah.
Because we don't want somebody else, something else, telling us what this word means, what this term means.
Yeah.
Let's take a basketball game, for example. No, the truth is you lost the game.
Yeah.
You did not fail. You're not a failure. And so let's use our terms accurately. You lost the game. Bummer. Now, there's a difference between failing at a task, which means I did not succeed, and you becoming the failure as a person. And that is not true. Again, our terms fail versus failure is very different. No, and your kids may fail at things, and that's how they learn. You as a parent may fail at things. That does not identify you.
Sure.
And the important thing with that is not only on Sunday, because again, on Sunday, we know our worth, our identity is in Jesus Christ.
Right.
He created us. He died for us. He rose again. you know, and he adopted us into the family of believers. And yet we know that on Sunday, but the other 6 days of the week, that's where we live out. This is the truth. This is who I am. I am a child of Jesus Christ. And our kids need to hear that over and over and over again, because the culture is telling them something very different over and over again.
You know, it's really an opportunity for growth, and that was mentioned in the email as we were setting up this interview today, Mr. Sanford. And, you know, you can look back through history and see many different people that actually made something of themselves. It didn't happen on their first try. They may have failed at a few attempts, but they definitely grew into the individual that we are. How important is it to look back to history and show our kids, you know, you're not the first one who's ever made a mistake?
Well, all you got to do is go on the internet and look up motivational videos.
Okay.
Whether it be a college commencement service or just these rah-rah motivational video interviews, because there's a similar pattern, a similar theme to all with every one of them.
Okay.
Number one, life is hard.
Yeah.
Accept it.
Yeah.
Number two, you will lose. You will get knocked down. You will fail. Accept it.
Yeah.
And then point number three, when you get knocked down, get up again and again and again and again. And these are from believers, non-believers alike.
Sure.
And so the hard part with this is to understand as parents is we learn more from our failures as well as our kids than they ever will their successes.
Yeah.
And that's hard because as a parent, I have two grown daughters now, but as a good-hearted parent, when your kids hurt, you hurt.
Sure.
I mean, that's just part of being a parent, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to watch your kids hurt. And the thing about this is it's not about our hurt or our pain. Don't make it about ourselves. It's about what our kids need. And you need to lose. You need to fail. You need to get knocked down in order to learn things like how to be tough.
Sure.
You need to learn. This is how you learn humility, by the way.
Uh-huh.
This is how you learn to be kind and compassionate, especially towards the winner or the winning team. This is how you learn to be persistent. This is how you learn to be resilient and be able to stand on your own two feet. And as parents, yeah, we want those things for our kids. The way you learn them, the way they will learn them, is through the hard time, the difficulty, the losing, and the getting back up again.
We got Tim Sanford on the phone with us today, Clinical Director of Focus on the Family's Counseling Ministry. We're talking about failure and our children and how that we instruct them. You talked about how tough it is to watch them struggle to overcome adversities, but it's even worse when you don't know how to help your kids overcome those challenges. What are some practical things that you can talk to parents listening to the Harvest Focus today and helping their children overcome the adversity and struggles in life?
And part of that is just helping them learn life is hard.
Yeah.
You know, this goes back 30-something years or so, but Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled, chapter one, paragraph one, uh-huh. I'll quote the whole paragraph.
All right.
Life is difficult.
Yeah.
That's the whole paragraph. Paragraph two goes on to say, yeah, once we truly know life is difficult, once we truly understand and accept it, then life is no longer difficult. So part of this is helping them to understand that life is difficult. It is hard. My wife is a fifth grade teacher. And so one of the things that she does, and I encourage parents to do this too, is develop some mantras, you know, some sayings for your family.
Okay.
And one that she uses in her classroom is hard is good. Because they'll come up to her and go, well, Dr. Sanford, this math is real hard. And she'll acknowledge and go, yeah, hard is good.
Yeah,
which is true. Normalize
sure.
it. Okay, and then here's how we break it down and do it. You know, I don't quit when I'm tired. I quit when I'm finished. I mean, there's all kinds of motivational sayings, but develop some mantras for your own family.
Yeah.
A third thing, Seth, is as much as you're able to, based on your abilities and also your where you're located, get your kids involved in nature. Get them involved in the out of doors.
Okay.
Whether you go hiking and whether you ride bicycles, whether you garden with them, because nature is a great teacher. And the two things it teaches us the most is one, you're not in control as much as you think you want to be.
Sure.
And number two, you don't have as much power as you wish.
Yeah.
And that's what nature will teach us. So get your kids involved in the out-of-doors. Another one is don't bail your kids out when they do fail.
That's huge.
No, don't. I know you want to. That's that mom instinct. That's that dad instinct. No. I mean, defend them when they're, you know, being attacked, yes.
Sure.
But if they fail the math test, if they didn't get invited to prom, those things, don't defend them. Instead, stand beside them in the getting knocked down and say, here's how we do it. It doesn't define you because you didn't get on the team.
Right.
It doesn't define you because you, you know, failed the spelling bee. And here's how we get up again. Here's how we become gracious to the winners and teach them and walk with them in and through the failure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we see a lot of mental health issues right now, Dr. Sanford, even among children. And I think it's really going back to what you're talking about here, the perception and just the general attitude. And a lot of that can be imparted from us as parents.
And I'm not a doctor, so I have to at least mention that I'm not that.
Sure.
And you're right. What happens many times is the parenting, and I think parenting really is more for us as the grown-ups, not the kids.
Yes.
We learn more by raising our kids than I think they learn from us.
At
least I think that's what the way it was with my own girls, you know.
Yeah.
And so we got to realize this isn't about me because, and I think especially for moms, now I'm not a mom, so moms correct me if I'm wrong, there's a whole lot of pressure on moms to make sure your kids succeed.
Yeah.
I think even more so than on us as dads.
Sure.
And that's not fair to moms. No.
Right.
Whether it be other moms, whether it be the school, whether it be the church, whether it be whatever. And it's like, wait, your identity is not in a parent.
Yeah.
Your success or failure as a parent does not give your value or worth to who you are. And as parents, we need to remember that and encourage each other. You know, my wife, listen, honey, okay, this is not about your value or your worth. It's about our kid, you know, and back and forth. And so we need to learn that as parents. Otherwise, we're going to let our own fear of failure, our own fear of being discounted and devalued, mess up our own parenting.
You know,
and that's a lot on a parent.
Yes, it is.
And so that's where we need each other. We need the community of the church. We need other professional help, just even in, you know, YouTube videos and things. Because
sure.
We need to stay together as a body of Christ saying your value, your worth is in Jesus alone. Not just on Sunday,
right.
Every day of the week.
You know, the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. How important it is to train our children, you know, the power of words and what they're even speaking. When you feel down, be careful what's coming out of your mouth. You know, you can really direction your life by learning how to speak positive things. And no, I'm not saying that necessarily positive thinking is the answer for everything, but it sure does play a big part, doesn't it?
Well, our words are very important, and this is why it's sad that in a postmodern culture, we don't use the dictionary anymore.
Sure.
I mean, because we want to define the word, we want to define it the way we want to define it for ourselves right now.
Yeah.
But no, so words are important. Again, back to, let's say it's a softball game or a baseball game or a soccer game. No, you lost the game. That is very different than you failed.
That's right.
You're a failure. Those words are powerful. So words of death are strong and powerful. Words of life. Yeah, you lost the game. Okay, here's how you get up and keep going again.
Yeah.
Here's how you greet the winning team.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's not your identity. It's not the end of the world. And okay, let's go now get some ice cream.
Yes.
But
yes.
It is important because as parents, so many times, we don't have time to sit there and contemplate, what are the best words I'm going to use for my child right this instant?
Yeah.
I mean, life comes too fast.
Yes.
And yet, as we practice that in the slower times, and as we're determined and we do it on purpose of, here's carefully how I want to mince my words.
Yes, sir. Well, you know,
you're right. That's very important.
This last weekend, my daughter and a son, I have an 11-year-old girl and a 7-year-old little boy. They are involved in Bible quizzing through our church. And we went to a tournament in St. Louis, Missouri this past weekend. We got there. We quizzed on Friday and Saturday. They're learning the book of Acts this year. And by the end of June, they will know 275 verses Fantastic feat. And you go in and you quiz other teams. Well, this tournament was from all over the United States, and we ended up quizzing a team on the first day from Omaha, Nebraska. And, man, they handed it to us. And they were really good. And I was like, hey, guys, we got tomorrow. It's a double elimination tournament. The next day they came in. They won that game, and then we lost to a really good team on the final question. We were up by 20 points. It's a 30-point question. Mm. They answer it on the last question. And right before, because, you know, the game is over, we're getting ready to walk across the platform, and I tell them, I was like, go shake the hands, tell them they did a good job, that kind of thing. We came off the platform, and my daughter looked at me and said, I lost that game for us. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And so it was one of these moments, kind of like what we're talking about today, where, yes, we talked about what could we have done differently, but, you know, you're not a failure because you lost a quiz. And we went from there to the St. Louis City Museum and let them spend about 4 hours in that museum just having fun, because we got to understand there's more to life than just one moment. We're not defined by one moment in our lives. I'm thankful for that, Dr. Sanford, because I can look at Scripture and see where, you know, Peter, he was kind of a quick to pop off at the mouth, but he turned out to be a pretty good guy. There's other people in the Bible that there may be moments that weren't good in their lives, but they weren't defined by those moments.
And pain, hard times, adversity, even failure, that's not the enemy.
Yeah, that's good.
That's not the enemy. A number of years ago, we sponsored cadets at the Air Force Academy here in Colorado Springs, and one of them was the starter point guard for the men's basketball team. And I know March Madness here is just finishing up. And he was the top scorer for the team at that time. They did go to the NCAA, or NCAA tournament, you know, the Air Force Academy. And his comment was, you know, how do you handle the pressure? And what about all this? And he goes, it's just a game.
Yeah. That's good.
And wait a minute, this is Division I collegiate sports.
Yeah.
And yet he knew it's just a game. And he played hard and he was good because his identity was not in the player. He was a son of the living God.
Yeah.
He knew it personally. And that's where his strength was.
That's so
and
good.
As parents, we'd only need to teach our kids that with our words, but how do I live that out when I don't do so good, when I bumble up and fall and make a mistake? Okay, yeah, life is hard. Accept it. Okay, don't snivel and whine and blame.
Sure.
Number two, yeah, you're going to get knocked down. Okay, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. Son, here's how you get up again and again. Daughter, here's how you get going and keep going. Yeah. This is life. Here's how you do it.
So good. This is Tim Sanford, the Clinical Director of Focus on the Family's Counseling Ministry, helping us as parents as we are explaining failure, whether it's one or several times, that it does not define them, and definitely it's not part of their identity. Mr. Sanford, it's been a pleasure having you back on the program, and appreciate you being with us today.
Thanks for letting me be here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Harvest Focus. I hope Mr. Sanford has been able to help you today with dealing with failure and your children and what to say and how to react. And we're going to be back next week here with another edition of The Harvest Focus right here. Same way you got it this week, you can get it again next week. We're on a lot of streaming platforms as well, and I don't want to mention them because I'm sure I'll leave somebody out. But you can go to our website and see all of that. HarvestHumboldt.com. You can listen live on Harvest Radio. And if you want to know more about our church, the best thing to do is go to the website. Everything is there. That is HarvestHumboldt.com. If you want to call us, our number is 731-784-2246. We're in the offices Sunday through Thursday. And you can also email us, HarvestHumboldt@gmail.com. That's HarvestHumboldt@gmail.com. If you want to write us an old letter through using the post office, our address is 3401 Bledsoe Road, Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. 3401 Bledsoe Road, Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. Until next week, God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support of this ministry of Harvest Church in Humboldt, Tennessee.